You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you for your love, your life, and your power. We thank you for the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, the name at which every knee bows and every tongue confesses your lordship. Lord, we've gathered to hear you once again. We ask for your presence and your power to be mighty in our midst. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, set the captives free. Let no one leave here the same way they came. We bind the devil and disallow any influence on this service, on any home, on any life, on any mind. The word of God bring light. Let the word of God pull down strongholds, set the captives free. Do us good in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been discussing Jesus and his assignments. We've been talking about the assignment the Father gave Jesus. And tonight we want to continue. Jesus told the disciples, "As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." So we wanted to find out what exactly Jesus' assignments contained, because Jesus' assignment is our assignment as well. So we've been reading from Luke chapter 4, when Jesus went to the temple after his fast and after the Holy Ghost had come on him and he returned in the power of the Spirit. The Bible tells us from verse 16, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." So he started to tell his assignment, and he was talking of an anointing. What is an anointing? An anointing is a specific equipping, okay? When God gives you a specific equipping, a specific equipment by his Holy Ghost. An anointing is always for a purpose. Anointing is not for titles. Anointing is not for making wealth or getting yourself popular or any such thing. The anointing always has a purpose, and that's why the scripture Jesus was reading, it followed with "because." There is always a because of the anointing. So if you are a man of God and you say you are anointed, the because of the anointing, it's always God's purpose. It's always God's assignment. It's always about him and his will. It's not really about you. Jesus, like Ryan Ponke said, Jesus didn't suffer and die to put any man in the spotlight, to make any man feel great. I heard someone talking recently saying that he's busily going to make disciples for himself in this place, in that place, and that's absolutely wrong. Jesus didn't send anyone to make himself disciples or make disciples for himself. If you read Matthew chapter 28, he said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations." Teach them what? That was verse 19. And in verse 20, he said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." It's Jesus we make the disciples for, not for ourselves. If we don't have some of these basic things right, as ministers, as we are building, the foundation of what we are building gets off. The foundation of what we are building is completely wrong. Okay? And if the foundation is destroyed, what shall the righteous do? The Bible said that other foundation can no man lay but Christ. If anything you are doing, if any focus of your assignment, if there's a focus that is different from Christ, that assignment is destined to fail. The foundation, the reason why God does anything today is Jesus. The reason why he anoints us, an anointing, is the assignment, his assignment, what he wants to do. That's why the ministry is not just an additional employment. It's not just another job. It's actually a call. Whose call? God's call. What for? His assignment, his purpose. So let's get these things right. The Spirit of the Lord was upon me because he has anointed me. And what has he anointed me to do? To preach the gospel. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And I've spoken about this, that the preaching of the gospel is one of the cardinal assignments of any call. Anyone who says they are called to the ministry, anyone who says that God has called them and God has anointed them, has to preach the gospel. If you preach something else, then you've missed it. The gospel, that's what we are sent to preach. The gospel is the gospel. Some people talk of the gospel of prosperity. Which one is that one? The gospel is the gospel. There is no gospel of prosperity and gospel of whatever. The gospel is the gospel. And Jesus said he has been sent forth to preach the gospel. And that's what he preached in his lifetime. And that's what the disciples preached. If you're not sure about the gospel, go and read the Acts of the Apostles. The disciples preached it. That God was manifested in the flesh. He suffered and died on the cross. And he rose again on the third day. So that men will be justified and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the gospel that the disciples preached. And that's the gospel that we preach. He said he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And I've spoken about this. I'll come back to healing. But healing was also an assignment that Jesus had. It wasn't just an aside. It was one of the reasons why he was anointed and sent. And last week we spoke about how he said he had been anointed to preach deliverance to the captives. So setting the captives free was part of the assignment that Christ Jesus came to do, delivering people. Unfortunately, there are people who are very confused about the deliverance ministry. And there is a deliverance ministry. If there is an anointing for it, then there is a ministry for it. Christ Jesus walked in that anointing. He said, he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. And in his ministry, he was a deliverance minister. He ministered deliverance everywhere he went. So that deliverance is a ministry that Christ Jesus walked in. And people still walk in today. Like every other ministry, an aspect of it is committed to the body. Okay? Let me use this example. The Bible says we should all go out and preach. But the evangelist has greater grace to perform this same assignment. I'll use this opportunity to invite you to the Asantiman Great Gospel Crusade being held by Christ for All Nations and Evangelist Daniel Kolenda from the 10th to the 13th of November 2022 at the race course, Bantama Kumasi. You want to be a part of this? Bring friends and family, bus people. Let's get people saved. Let's plunder hell and populate heaven. It's always a worthy cause to support. Hallelujah. And send people along. Send people along. I know people who today are pastors and they got saved at Reinhard Bonnke Crusade. Okay? So bring people. You don't know what's going to be the effects of that efforts that you make to bring someone to the place. You know, someone who is not giving their lives to Christ, has been difficult or something, just bring them along, pray for them and pray for the program and do everything that you can to support it. Yeah, so someone like an evangelist has a greater grace. Look at Billy Graham and Benny Hinn and Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kolenda and other evangelists. They have a greater grace and an anointing to do the same preaching that we are all sent to preach. So, true, Jesus said that as we go forth to preach in his name, we should cast out devils. And every believer has this assignment. However, there is also a ministry of deliverance where people are anointed to do this. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a friend who introduced another friend to me, told me that despite being at a certain age, nothing was really moving forward for her in life. So I had a place that I usually prayed. At that time, I was a Christian, still seeking God and seeking His power and trying to find my place in the divine agenda, what is written for me, the volume of the books, spending time in that. So I just asked that person to meet me at this place where I usually pray. And when she came, I started to pray for her. And that was one of the early times when I saw a particular manifestation of the deliverance anointing. I've read about it in the scripture, but I've not seen it operate that way. And that was the first time. And since that time, I've seen it a lot. As I was just praying for her, something began to manifest. And the Holy Ghost told me to ask for the Spirit's name. The Spirit told me, well, quite reluctantly, who it was. And I was asked to ask a few other questions and pray subsequently for her freedom and her total liberation, which I did. And she became free. And subsequent to that, the power of God has delivered many people in my ministry and to His glory. And in our outreaches and in our crusades, several people have been liberated from the power of devils and demons by the anointing for deliverance. So there is a ministry of deliverance, and there is an anointing that brings deliverance to the sick. If someone says there is no ministry for deliverance, then the person who is anointed to bring deliverance, what assignment was he sent to do? Jesus was anointed to bring deliverance, and he stood in this office and he ministered it. Hallelujah. That's why I would advise you that whatever it is that God has sent you to do, forget about what people say and go ahead with it. You would notice that these things that Christ was speaking about, the church at that, okay, they were in the church, the Pharisees, the Jews, the Judaism at the time, wasn't ready for what Jesus had to offer. They weren't interested and they opposed him every step of the way. But Jesus stood with it, and Jesus went ahead and pursued the Father's agenda. And we have Christianity because of the patterns that he laid down in his time. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, whatever it is that God has committed to your hands, whatever grace and whatever assignment, you have to see to it. So he said, he has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised. He said that he had been anointed and he had been sent to bring sight to those who couldn't see. And Jesus healed many people who were blind, physically blind, in his ministry. This is an extension of the healing anointing, the power to heal people who are blind. Healing was a major component of Christ Jesus' ministry. It was not just an aside. It was not just a side dish. If you read Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53, where he was talking about the Messiah, he said that who has believed our reports, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form of no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now, this is speaking about a period in Christ Jesus' life, as a time when the time of his passion, because all the things that he's describing were around the time of his passion. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. It wasn't really always this way. There was a group that rejected Christ all the time, but there was a large multitude that was always looking for him, following him, of course, for what they would receive. Some were sick, some were oppressed. They wanted to be delivered and freed. Some also wanted the food after Jesus multiplied bread for them to eat. But the multitude sought him, the multitudes found him, for him to touch them. The Pharisees and the scribes and the priests, however, wanted him out. He wanted to kill him and stuff. Okay, so it was around his passion that these things were so. Some have interpreted this that Jesus was an ugly person and all of those things, but I think it's a misinterpretation of scripture. But his looks weren't the most important thing about him, it's fair to say. But the period Isaiah spoke about was the period of his passion, despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs. Okay, so in all that he was going through, in his passion, Isaiah is telling us that he was bearing our grief. He was carrying our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Then verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. So right in the midst of it, he was paying the price for our transgressions. That's when we broke the law. He was bruised for our iniquities, our evil acts. The punishment that brought us peace, what was required, the kind of retribution that should bring us to a place of peace with God once more, was upon him. And in the midst of it, the Bible says, with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. So Christ paid the full price for your healing and my healing right in his sacrifice. He healed whilst he did the ministry. He healed on his way to the cross. One of the most exciting healings, a healing of a trauma case, a case where someone's ear had been chopped off. Jesus took the ear and fixed it right back in the middle of his passion. That's why we say he's a healing Jesus. And that's why he's going to heal you tonight. I don't know what sickness it is that troubles you. I don't know what sickness it is that makes you weak. But I know that Jesus was anointed to heal you. And he has anointed us. And as we mention his name tonight, sickness will leave you. Life will enter your body. You may have a dysfunctional organ, or you may have a disease-causing entity in your system, your blood, or an organ, viruses, and bacteria, or parasites. You may have an organ that is weak. You may have an organ that is failing or has failed. You may have an abnormal growth. But Jesus heals all manner of sicknesses and diseases. There is nothing outside the scope. I went to the medical school and I did 7 years to become a general practitioner. And afterwards, I went back to school to become a surgeon. But the more I learned, the less, or the smaller my scope of practice. As it is now, I was a surgeon, more of a general surgeon, or a surgeon in general. And now I'm learning to be an orthopedic surgeon. So as I'm going forward, and as you specialize, as we put it, your scope where you operate, it becomes less and less. But though you become better and better at that little thing that you do, but Jesus is not so. He heals all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. When you come to Governor Teaching Hospital and you come typically to my consulting room with some issues with your bones or your joints or whatever, and you have a condition with your kidneys, now maybe you are not producing enough urine or something, well, they'll tell you in my clinic is that there is a doctor for everything. You have to go and see another doctor called the internal medicine specialist, and even there you have to see the renal physician. He does like kidney stuff. Not so with Jesus. He heals all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. No matter the name of your sickness, or your sickness may have no name, no matter the cure that they have purported and how expensive it is, or your sickness may have no cure, I remember a man who had been told he would not walk again and he would without pain. He had a very bad disease in his spine. Actually, up to now, I don't know the full diagnosis, but he became immediately crippled. And he began to visit the neurosurgeons, and they told him how much they would need for surgery. And he was a retiree and didn't have enough money to ever, he couldn't raise that money. And they told him that the chances that the surgery would succeed and he would walk again were 50-50. That further dampened his spirits. Someone introduced me to him, and we started to pray for him. The man rose up and walked. In practice, I'm not a neurosurgeon, but the name of Jesus is higher than any disease. And as we mentioned the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what we learnt about. The name of Jesus and the power of his blood, the power of his spirit is sufficient to turn that situation around. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. He said he has anointed me to give sight to the blind. Recovery of sight to the blind is a function, it's a healing power. Healing means repair. One of the there are several ways used to speak about healing in the whole Bible, exciting words. And one of the meanings of the word healing or Rapha is to repair. When he's talking of recovering of sight, he's talking of repair, restoration of sight. May anything that has gone blind in your life, may it come alive. May light return to that place. May there be the restoration of sight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I'm going to pray for you before I leave tonight. And the Lord is going to touch you. The Lord is going to heal you. And he's going to do something. Something is going to happen in your life. And you will know that you've had an encounter with Jesus. As we mention his name, your sickness is going to leave you. Your pain is going to give way. Strength is going to enter your body. Bow your head with me and let's pray now. Father in heaven, we love you and we thank you for your goodness and your grace. Yeah, before I pray further, if you want to give your life to Jesus, you don't know him, you are still living in your sin, but you want to be made new tonight, I want to give you a chance to do this. Wherever you are, just pray this prayer with me. Mean every word from the depth of your heart. Say, Father, I come to you today as a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me and wash me with your precious blood. Jesus, thank you for coming into this world for me. I believe you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross for me. And you rose on the third day for me. And you are alive forevermore. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my all. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go, I want to pray for the sick. In a moment, I want you to bring your sickness before the Lord and tell him what it is that bothers you. And ask him to have mercy on you tonight. He is your healer. So tell him, take this away from me. Take this sickness away. Take this pain away. Thank you, Jesus. Ask him to set you free. Ask him to set you free. Ask him to set you free tonight. As we mention the name of Jesus, put one hand where the sickness is. And let's pray. Be made whole now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Someone, you suffered some emotional trauma. Some emotional trauma from your childhood. Your mother spoke some unspeakable words to you, and you have been in a terrible place since. But right now, I see light shining through your soul. I see light. I see something that is like a garment that is torn, your soul, ripped right in the middle. Just that it doesn't completely tear out, but it goes really down towards the bottom. But I see light passing through that garment. And as it passes from down to up, like as if it's a welder welding something together. The whole thing comes back together. The whole cloth, the whole garment, which is white. And there is no trace. There is no trace of the initial injury. The Lord is making you new. Any rupture, any tear, any hurt in your soul, be made whole now. It's difficult for you to love again because of someone who you gave your all to, who disappointed you. Jesus is healing you now. Be made whole. It's difficult for you to receive love. You guard your heart because you are afraid this person will do what the other person did. But be loose from that now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wholeness comes to you. I rebuke every pain from your body. I rebuke every weakness from your body. Be loose from the bondage of fear. And walk in confidence in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are loved. The Lord said, I should tell you that you are loved. And you are cherished. He adores you. And He cares about you. Walk from today in this consciousness. And forget what anybody else said. God bless you. Thank you for making a date with us. We'll be expecting you again next weekend on another edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Send us your prayer requests, your testimonies as voice notes on or send us WhatsApp messages on the line that will be called up after I have signed up. God bless you. Love you, and I'm praying for you. We'll see you again, or we'll hear from us again, or we'll meet each other again right here next week. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus, signing out.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Wave Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Wave Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.